This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar a couple months ago. The name of the company is Gentex Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AGTX. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Rudy Mizaki. Rudy, so much appreciate you coming on the show. I know you're busy out there. If you would, before we get into the Q&A, just give us a brief description of what you guys do out there.
No, great. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here. We are a pharmaceutical company, cannabinoid-based, and as a result, we were formed by a spin-out from Green Sky Labs Pharma, a Toronto-based company, and we created a U.S. C-Corp known as GSL Healthcare, acquired certain assets from Applied Biosciences, and then merged with the Gentex, an operating shell, public shell, back in May. And we have a sort of three programs, each with separate development of assets ongoing. We have an OTC, over-the-counter health and wellness product line with a strong differentiating technology known as a cannabinoid biocomplex. Second program is using established pharmaceuticals. And we have a cannabinoid products for oncology, dermatology, and neurology. And then the third program are proprietary molecules. We refer to them as innovative pharmaceuticals. And we touch on applications in metabolism, nephrology, and neurology.
Rudy, you know this better than anybody. You know, a lot of the companies on the OTC markets, only way they do well is putting great teams together. Give me a little bit of background on the formation of Gentex and how this team came together.
Well, again, it was a question because of the roll-up that we did that I described early on. My background, I've been a serial startup CEO since the late 80s in medtech, biotech. I'm actually a founder of, co-founder of 16 different medtech companies. Majority of those are acquired with the strategic market leaders, several IPOs. As I've gotten a little bit older too, and in my career, I've been asked by a lot of private equity venture firms to help step in and drive a process to get a company prepared for IPO. So this is right in my wheelhouse. Fortunately to have with me a strong scientific team. We have our senior vice president in charge of our corporate development has come out of Apotex, a generic pharma company. And we got a great scientific advisory board that we're just actually enhancing as we speak.
You know, currently your stock's at about $1.37. You are on the pink sheets. And that being said, you know, what is the progress that you guys are doing to move up to the OTC QB and maybe even the NASDAQ? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, that is our goal, is to uplist to the NASDAQ. We filed an S-1 registration statement recently following a smaller financing, which went effective about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and filed for a certification for the OTC QB. And just focused right now on getting a trading, increasing our trading volume, getting our investors their shares into the brokerage firms that can help move those shares to meet that requirement. And then preparing ourselves for another interim financing that will bridge us to that uplisting to the NASDAQ.
Has the election done anything in the process to affect this?
I think positively, though, as you've seen in the industry, there's been a lot of approvals in, you know, Oregon, for example, because we are involved not only in the cannabis, but also the psilocybin space as well. So that all bodes very, very well for us. I think having President-elect Biden in place is going to help increase our market presence and the conditions as we uplist the NASDAQ as well.
You know, there's a lot of different companies that are involved in CBD, CBG. That being said, what kind of difference your company from the other cannabinoids that are related in this space?
Yeah, no, great. That's a great question. I think one thing we wanted to do initially on too, even with our OTC health and wellness program, is how do we arise above the noise?
Right.
We've partnered with a company called BioNova. This is an established older company that actually was developed former Soviet Union. The technology was a award-winning technology to treat wound care management to enhance tissue repair. And they utilize a proprietary, what we call a biocomplex. It's similar to a liposome. but it allows us then to build a proprietary delivery system for our technology to deliver micro dosage of cannabinoids, for example, in addition to other amino acids and nutrients that can be delivered to the cellular level. So I think that key element differentiates us as well. Even if it's for skin rejuvenation or for acne care or for joint pain, but we will carry that type of development into our other proprietary pharmaceutical applications as well.
Rudy, I'm going to leave you with the last words. What is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
You know, we're taking the high ground here. We have a strong pharma experience team. We want to deal with the FDA appropriately. We want to go after good clinical studies, clinical validation, commercial approval with the FDA endorsement, if you will. I know it's not endorsement, but it's clearance. So we do liken ourselves to GW Pharma, for example, is one of the comparables in our industry. We want to follow that pathway and bring good quality, strongly validated pharmaceuticals to this enormous market.
Rudy, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. If you're looking for a startup, biopharma, biotech, take a look at this company. It's called Agentex Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AGTX. I want to thank you for coming on the show, sir. Hopefully I didn't scare you off, and hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I would love to. Absolutely. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.